back to Australia, and $16 million has gone missing, and a Queensland health bureaucrat is nowhere to be found. That's the bad news the troubled Queensland government delivered just a short time ago. Annie Guest was at the Premier's press conference. She joins me now. So what did Anna Bligh have to say about these missing millions?
The Premier said that it all came to light yesterday, that in the last 2 to 3 years, up to $16 million has been fraudulently transferred out of Queensland health accounts, $11 million of it, Mark, in the last 2 weeks alone. She alleged the man responsible is a 36-year-old called Mohipo Marihu Barlow, who is the, or was, the manager of the finance division of the community services branch of Queensland Health, known as Joel Barlow. He's been employed there since 2005 and was even at work yesterday. It's now known that he goes by a number of aliases, and an application is being made to the Supreme Court this afternoon to freeze his assets, which include interests in luxury cars, property and a retail business.
Is there any possibility that under one of these aliases he's left the country?
Well, they say not, and that this is under, obviously, intense investigation. They do believe that he's in the country still. And the Premier said that it's a matter that she's very angry about.
And a fraud of this nature may well be the most serious breach of public administration in the living memory of our state. I take this seriously, the Minister takes it seriously, as do the Queensland Police, and they have acted with speed today.
The Premier of Queensland, Anna Bligh. Now, Annie Guest, how could this have happened? This is public money. Presumably there's a fair bit of auditing, oversight, all that sort of thing.
The Premier suggested that he forged the signature of a senior officer in the department who had responsibility for transferring money out of the department for things like grants to external service providers. But interestingly, Mark, a complaint was made about this man's behaviour a year ago and investigated and dismissed, not only through an internal investigation, but this has also been missed by the Auditor-General when checking the books in the last 3 years. Now, the Health Minister, Geoff Wilson, explained who had been involved in that investigation a year ago.
Well, there was a complaint that he was behaving in a way that suggested that he may be accessing public funds. And that was investigated, so I'm advised, and found not to be a substantiator at that point.
By the auditor?
It was investigated by the Ethical Standards Command section of the department on referral, I believe, from the CMC.
That's Geoff Wilson, the Health Minister, at a press conference. Any guests, a crime like this, alleged crime, is clearly not a victimless one. Where was the money coming from? Who's going to suffer? Is it hospitals or what part of the health department?
Well, that's certainly what the minister is saying. He didn't indicate which part of the department would suffer, but he is saying this money belongs to everybody and hard-working health workers. Now, his department's been under a lot of scrutiny and criticism this year over a payroll debacle, and it was only today that it was revealed that the department was going to go after small amounts of money, around $200, which it had overpaid people, and this has made Queensland Health staff very cross, so this is unlikely to go down very well there. And the Premier says that two top accounting firms will now be engaged to go over Queensland Health's books.
All right, thank you very much, Annie Guest.